These are the times which try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Thomas Paine wrote those solemn words in 1776, charging his countrymen to serve America under trying circumstances. My responsibility to America is to stand for my nation by guarding my freedoms and rallying my generation to fight for America. My grandfather was a sergeant major in the U.S. Army and served in the Korean, Vietnam, and Persian Gulf Wars. He bore a black tattoo in his upper arm with the bold words, "Death before dishonor." Declaring he would never bring shame to the country he fought for, he resolved to always stand for America. He would die before he deserted her. Why is our country great? What makes her strong? America is the best nation in the world because of the wonderful freedom she offers her people. Therefore, her people have a responsibility to guard that freedom, to fight for that freedom, and to overcome any challenge. Our veterans have stood for America's democracy here and all around the world. In Europe, on Pacific Islands, in Vietnam, and in Afghanistan, they gave of their lives so that our nation would live. But the battle for America rages on. Freedom still is and always will be under attack. While ISIS and terrorism threaten our national security, the Constitution and foundational principles of our nation are challenged from within. I must oppose those who would jeopardize the freedom of my America. It is my responsibility to loyally stand for the United States and never, ever desert the cause of liberty. But I must also understand that freedom is never free. Although guarding my freedoms may cost me, the loss of liberty would be a far greater price to pay. Americans of yesterday have faced daunting tasks. Some paid the price of freedom with the loss of their dreams, and others with a sacrifice of their very lives. They valued freedom. They understood commitment. And as a result, I can pledge allegiance to the Stars and Stripes, proud that we are one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. However, young people in my generation are often so selfish that we tend to shamefully neglect the debt we owe to God and country. But if I am going to fulfill my responsibility as an American, my devotion for God and country must overcome any selfishness in my heart. America deserves and demands my loyalty. Enemies continually bombard the fortress of freedom, and terrorism threatens to crush our brave democracy. Here, on our home soil, I am privileged to be a soldier in the citizen ranks, where fighting for America takes place every day. Consequently, I'm concerned when other young people say they're not interested in keeping up with politics. John Adams accurately stated that liberty cannot be preserved without a general knowledge among the people. As we are American citizens and soon to be voters, it is vital that we be informed on the current events and policies of our nation. U.S. history is full of bold, informed individuals who rallied their countrymen to stand for America. Paul Revere warned that the British were coming. Dwight Eisenhower directed his troops to victory in the D-Day invasion. And Thomas Paine challenged the American people with his pen. I want to rally my generation to stand for America, to guard our freedom, to fight for democracy. We must fight for America. The right to vote, the right to speak freely, and the right to worship God as I choose? None of these would be in existence in America today if Americans hadn't fought for them. I am thankful to God for the blessings of liberty, so I must value and protect my constitutional rights to ensure that my country is still free for those who will live here after me. When country calls, Americans have always answered. I see difficult circumstances in our country today, but every previous generation has faced and overcome similar challenges. My generation can and must do the same. I can't be a summer soldier or a sunshine patriot, someone who looks out for America only when it's easy. Ultimately, my responsibility to America is to stand for her freedom, honoring and guarding it as those before me have. I must be a loyal American who will never dishonor her country. I must be a brave American, and as Abraham Lincoln said, resolve that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.